What's up, guys? This is Pablo, and this is January 27th of 2018. I've had this idea of starting a weekly recap to go over different phases or growth milestones, ideas for all of my random projects and side hustles. So I wanted to do this for a while, and it clearly hasn't happened, and I just left the brewery right now, so I figured while I'm driving, I have some time to talk, so I might as well start. So let's start off with the pet store. For those of you who don't know, I run a reptile store in Greeley, Colorado called Feeders Unlimited. We primarily sell mice and rats to other reptile stores in Colorado, along with reptile supplies, amphibians, lizards, geckos, frogs, all kinds of cool little things. And so it's a retail and a wholesale business. We retail to customers, and then we wholesale to other pet stores along with snake breeders. So for the past week, it's been kind of, it's been interesting. Retail sales have been down recently. Not down, they've just been mild, I guess, compared to the nonstop growth we had for the first year. Wholesale was really well, though. Over Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we probably sold over 12 to 1,300 rodents, if not more than that. I would guess it's more than that. And it's kind of funny, like, whenever retail's down, wholesale's up. Whenever wholesale's down, retail's up. So there's a really good balance that we've been establishing. We're also super low on reptiles right now, so I'm actually going to be putting in an order tomorrow for some new things to come in, hopefully Tuesday, weather permitting. What else? So that's the pet store. I'm working at City Star Brewing still. And that's good. I'm only there Friday, Saturday nights, every other Sunday, and Mondays. So pretty good schedule there, good pay, good beer. That's all great. One of the other side projects, of course, is photography. I've been into landscape wildlife photography for probably 7 or 8 years. That's kind of one of my passions at the moment. And I just got back from Paris and Amsterdam last Sunday, and I got to do some photography there. Of course, it's like the touristy stuff, so Moulin Rouge, Eiffel Tower, Versailles, Amsterdam Red Light District, kind of the typical stuff. But along with photography, I was approached recently by a couple of girls who wanted to do some boudoir and nude photography, which is not something I've ever done before. And so I'm pretty excited. I got some continuous lighting in last week along with a new backdrop, and I set it up in my office space. So hopefully over the next week or two, I'm going to be shooting both girls, and we're going to see, first off, what my skills are like, because it's, like I said, something new to me, along with ways that we can monetize it. So they're very open to getting some really beautiful captures and images and selling them. So I don't know, we'll see. It's new, I don't have too much information on it yet. They're kind of spearheading the project, wanting me to be the photographer. So we'll see what happens there. It's actually something I've always wanted to dive in. I just didn't want to be that douchebag that was, you know, trying to find young 18-year-old models to, you know, photograph nude. I've never really wanted to be that guy, but that's happening. What else? The podcast, the beer podcast. So I met up with Dave yesterday. We run a podcast called This Beer Here, the podcast that drinks with you. This last week, we published a new beer brief, which is where we talk about one beer, give it a quick critique, and it's like 5 to 10 minutes long, so that's out. Check that out. We also published another episode, which is, we recorded it like last year, but still, it's at least out. So we're making progress there. We have a really exciting new project. I can't talk about it right now, but come mid to late March, I'm going to have a lot of fun stuff going on, and I can't wait to talk to you about it. So definitely tune in. What else? I think those are the big ones. Brewery, podcast, pet store, the blog. So where's Pablo.com? That's continuously getting more offers for people wanting to write for it or pay me to publish posts. I always think about it, but I haven't taken it up on that. Anyway, that's it for the week. I hope you guys are all doing well. I'll talk to you on Anchor and another recap for next week. Peace.